Rising with Art. We are all artists and powerful learners too. It just takes a few hours to learn how to paint realistic things. And it almost takes no effort to navigate complex concepts as if they were a city. Take a selfie or a photo of a friend and just use a projector in traditional art or a transparent layer in digital art. Then quickly find a coffee shop or a gallery to display your art in. And there you go. That is all the proof you need. Once you relax, you will want to paint magical things. Glowing eyes or swords, shiny armor and stormy vistas. The distance between a realistic portrait and the much easier bonuses and effects is so short and fun that we probably shouldn't measure it in terms of distance. There are problems that can artificially be put in front of you, and this is a tragedy. But that does not mean that you are not an artist. That just means you get tricked. For example, teachers forcing you to practice mixing oil paint based on color theory until art bores you is a trick. They just want to put food on their table, finish teaching and go home. And they want easy to display proof that they were teaching something. So they will say, "Oh, my students know color theory now." But that is fake education. If your teacher wanted to teach you art for real, they would just show you how to use the damn projector in your classroom. It's right above your head. But they fear that, because that will make you ask real questions, like how to make gold seem heavier, or how to make clouds seem heavy with rain. They don't know. They only know how to fake an education, how to quack like the other ducks. They don't know how to synthesize the answers that you need. They are not entirely conscious that they are cheating. Same way that you ignore the fact that grades are complete and utter bullshit. You know grades don't work, but you tolerate them, like they tolerate selling you out. Bullies are somewhat similar to this. You know that they are the bad guys, but you are still allowing them to hold influence over you. Even though they are sick and crazy and about to fall apart, you are still allowing their laughter to get to you. Other artists pose a great danger too. A lot of them will tell you that what you are doing is not art, while creating more than slightly crooked portraits and not learning at all. People like that do art for a couple of years, give up, and never look back. Teachers, bullies, jealous artists, crappy people, and poverty will all try to take art away from you. Oh, and poverty does it in a pretty vile way, too. The myth of the starving artist is the beginning of it. Money should not be used to hold humanity back. That's our invention, and we have to use it to help ourselves up. Your art education is fake. Your art teacher is fake. You will be told you won't find a job as an artist by your counselor and parents. And then some seriously creepy ghouls, have set a trap for you. And it's a pretty good one. Check this out. While everyone is pretending college is great, ignoring fake teachers, drug use, and so-called sports bars, and that's just the beginning of it, a bunch of ghouls will give you $100,000 under one condition. You have to pay it back, even if you file for bankruptcy. But wait, there is more. You will get a job that will not index your raise to inflation. Each year, as prices go up, you will get a raise that is only a fraction of the yearly inflation. You will have to say thank you for getting paid less each and every year, over and over and over again, until you realize you're not going to pay off your college debt. And they end up taking it out of your paycheck until your very end. How terrible is that? School that is meant to help you up is turned against you, crafted to crush your spirit. I should probably add war and climate, might as well. World governments are incapable of advancing the world forward. They can only fund war. They can't fund real education. They don't even know that the education everyone is getting is fake or ineffective. And of course, they don't know that a global school would help the world converge in wisdom on peace and prevent war from occurring. None of the rules or laws that they crafted are capable to prevent a mass extinction event like the warming of the oceans. The laws they crafted can only deal with consequences, never prevention. That is useless to us. Art is a way to train our minds to reject fake or ineffective, same thing, things that lead us in circles or downright nowhere. Just the taste of starting in the beginning all by your lonesome and then reaching hyperrealism and beyond will help you reject inauthenticity and begin seeking knowledge, be it adventure, narrated books, or documentaries. Even before exhibiting your art, you will get angry at having been tricked by teachers, politicians, and common culture that keeps repeating broken ideas. Once you hold a complete creation in your hand, you will demand the same thing from school, work, and politics. All the while, and with the now necessary certainty that you can see, protecting your own brilliance, the brilliance that is in all of us, and all too often taken away or traded for something less, much less, long before we notice. Take to art and use it as a ladder. Take to narrated books and inherit the many lifetimes of your favorite authors. From broad knowledge comes wisdom, and wisdom will help you grow all the way up until you become a great being. And all the many others do the same. That is the recipe for the advancement of humankind.